What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. If this is your first time tapping in with us, y'all, welcome to the show. Welcome to the platform. There's a few things that you always can expect from us here. You're going to get a little bit of education. You're going to get some entertainment. And lastly, we got to give you some empowerment. All right. And y'all, I could not be more happier to have you here today. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and y'all, here on Speaking Success, we love to start our morning off with you all every single day. But y'all, we can't get this ship sailing and can't get this truck moving until I bring out our co-host. Come on, our producer, Britt, talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
What's up? Good morning.
Well,
2026. January 6th. Tough day in America right now. January 6th.
Hey. You said tough day in America right now? Oh, man. Okay.
January 6th? Okay. Yeah. You don't.
Hey.
Do you not remember what happened January 6th?
I know. But yeah, you can go ahead and remind day. Us. I remember, though.
No, I'm just saying it's a tough day, and that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Tough day.
Yeah. What'd you eat for dinner?
I ate air last night for dinner. I ate crackers. I really wasn't hungry on the tail end of last night. I was just trying to get in bed. Britt got off work. I said, man, I'm trying to see if I can get in bed again before 10 o'clock. That did not happen. Okay.
Oh, really?
But I did lay down. Yeah. Uh-huh. I did lay down on the front end of 10 a.m. I mean, 10 p.m.
Okay.
But what'd you eat for dinner last night? What was cooking over there?
No, it was late. We got off at the same time. So, I ate the canes at work and then I didn't eat nothing after that because I mean, I'm good. So, yeah.
I got you. Are you one of those people though, to where like after a certain time, you're like, nah, I'm not eating. Like,
I try not to. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm that type of person, but I just try not to eat late. But if I'm hungry, I'm not gonna starve myself.
Sometimes some people just don't eat meals. You know, they just work through. They just don't eat meals. They just work through the day, and you know, just keep on rocking and keep on rolling. Skip it.
Yeah.
Food. Why do we need that? Right. Why do we need food? Why do?
That's crazy. Oh, that's an inside joke. What else you got, man? What else is going on over there?
Man, what else is going on over here? So your boy got up again at 4 o'clock. Britt, I'm contemplating like
what's up with
what
you
am
this
I doing
4 a.m.
right
club? You trying to get up earlier than me?
Before we had these babies over here on this side, I used to wake up at 4 and I would feel like I would get a jump on the day because I'm like, if I get up at 4 and I work for 2 to 3 hours, my to-do list is done. Emails scheduled, those gonna go out later. I'm like, hey. I'm really winning the day waking up at 4.
Yeah.
But this morning it was a battle. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Okay.
But luckily, baby boy, he kept crying and we're working on sleep training him. Uh-huh. So now I hear him crying.
Uh-huh.
And I look at the little camera and I'm like, oh God, this is so hard to do. Because at the end of the day, if we go in there and we give him the bottle or whatever, then he's not going to be able to ever sleep through the night. So we're working on doing that with baby number 2, and it is a struggle. It's painful, Britt, to just sit there and watch your baby cry. It's painful. I had to close the camera. I said, no, I can't do this. But yeah, man, that's what's going on over here. That's, you know, what's new and great in the world of parenting. What about you, parenting Ozzy? You got a whole chat over there.
I am not a parent. I don't know. Ozzy's doing his thing, you know. He just got a new litter box, okay? And this litter box is an automatic litter box. So, you know, he'll go do his business and then it'll self-clean. And then it does like a halfway clean and then it'll come back and it'll do a full clean. This thing is actually pretty cool because it flips all the way around. So it gets everything out. And then all I have to do is open the bottom, take the trash bag out, you know, bag that up, throw that away, and put the new trash bag in. And he loves the little litter box, too. He'll be looking back, you know, when it starts cleaning, he'll look back. But, yeah, you know, we're good over here. We're just, Yeah, just the two of us.
Automatic litter box is crazy. Okay, that's some new stuff over there. But I mean,
he just got an automatic feeder too.
Yeah. Automatic feed. Talk about it for the non-cat owners and the cat owners alike. I'm curious.
Well,
I'm
intrigued. It's not just cat owners; it's just pet owners. So it's just an automatic food feeder. So the food just comes out automatically.
Okay. Well,
I
got a question. It's in its name.
I
mean, since we're talking about cat, do you ever like dress him up like Christmas? You give him an ugly sweater.
Nah,
are you not that person?
It. Mm-mm.
You do the little boots on his feet, or you don't do that either? Nah, we're not with that either.
He's black. He already got white. He got white socks. His feet are white. So he's always got socks on.
Okay, fair enough. I'm with you.
But yeah. That's my Ozzy poop. Ozzy poop poop.
He running around.
Yeah, he actually better not be running around. He need to be sitting down somewhere because we don't run around in the morning here. Okay, that's not what we do.
I mean, last time it was yesterday, running around, opening drawers, closing doors, slamming everything. What is going on over there? Like, what y'all do? Y'all having a party at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's because we're in the living room, and so when he's in the living room, we normally play in here, and so he think it's playtime, but it's playtime. Also 6 o'clock in the morning, so Ozzy ain't nobody got time for that. Okay.
I guess you gotta tell him to get a watch.
Yeah,
but you gotta get him a watch.
That's funny. All right, man.
First cat watch. But yeah. So now we're gonna go and transition it straight from the source. And I wanna get ready to roll this clip. And this clip is from Pastor Philip Anthony Mitchell. And I really just have a high level of respect for him and just his passion for the word. But Britt, you can go ahead and roll the clip and then we'll come back and talk about it after that. I can't hear the audio for the clip on this side.
Okay, we'll close scripture first. Let's talk about this.
Okay, yeah. So for the scripture, what I want to go to, I want to go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. And the text reads, But as for you, when you're praying, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use thoughtless repetition as Gentiles, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. And from the actual video that leads up to the scripture, he talks about the scripture before. And he lets us know that we don't need to try to perfect and we don't need to try to get in a place to where, you know, we have to get our words perfectly together and we have to craft our ideas and our thoughts to give them to God in any way, shape or form. But we just need to pray. Right. And understanding that in that first verse in Matthew 6, it says, when you pray.
I want to encourage people, don't sanitize your prayers. I feel like somebody needs to hear that tonight. There are people in this room, you go into God's presence and you try to sanitize your prayers. You try to package it real pretty. You're trying to use perfect speech and you try to come to him with a sermon. And I just want to tell you, he already knows what you're coming in there for. And you would do better just being honest. Can we go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5? He said, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners that they might be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward in full. I want to encourage people, like, don't sanitize your prayers.
Yeah, right there. What we need to understand is at the end of the day, prayer is intimate, right? It's all about you and your connection with the Father. It's not performative, right? So understanding that, it's not about you trying to give God a keynote of a prayer, right? It's not about you trying to craft a perfect speech or tailor it to a way that God can best hear it and best receive it. It's about you just getting the words out. And I love another verse that's in the Bible, and it tells us that sometimes even if we're not in the spot and in the position to where we can even get out words, the text says that when we mumble, the Holy Spirit can interpret those mumbles, and then the Holy Spirit can receive that prayer and help us to begin to navigate and better get out and convey whatever emotion or the pain that we're facing, trying to give it to God. So y'all, today, I want you to be challenged, and I want you to remember that if there's ever a point in time, or excuse me, when there's a point in time that you have to pray, or when you choose to pray, go somewhere and do it off to the side, right? Go somewhere and don't try to pray in front of people if it's not necessary, right? If you're not praying, like it's not necessary for us to pray in front of people so they can clap us, so they can applaud for us and say, great prayer, amazing job, different things like that. No. Take the time, get in a place to where you feel that you can get those words to God, and then let it flow, y'all, because it's all about the relationship. All about the relationship. It's not about just necessary busy activity. So today, be encouraged from straight from the source, and know, y'all, it's not about the repetition. It's not about how long you pray for, but it's just about the fact that you are praying. We're about to take a quick commercial break here on Speak Your Success. And family, if you're not subscribed, make sure you smash that subscribe button so that you never miss any of our content and you never miss any of our episodes. We'll be right back after this. Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. What's going on, good people? What's going on? Producer Brid, you everywhere today. Pow, 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 pow. That girl over there, girl live on TikTok. That girl live on Instagram. That girl live on YouTube streaming.
I'm live, okay? Just find me. Just find me.
Just find me. That producer Brid everywhere, y'all. Everywhere, okay? Everywhere. But yeah, family, welcome back. Welcome back to Speaking Success in the Morning. We're currently 19 minutes after the hour. And Brid, did you see the FCS National Championship last night? You caught some of that? Some of that action?
Oh, that was... Wait. This is in the football national championship. This is
so
college?
Okay. So I wasn't trying to trip you up. So look,
Is this the final?
You're asking the right questions now. I like that. You're asking the right questions. So look, the FCS. This was Montana State versus Illinois State. So these schools aren't. Yeah, these aren't your bigger schools, which would be more so referred to as the FBS. But we'll get there in 1 second. But Montana State 35-34. That's a championship game. They won by 1 point, Brit. They tallied up four TDs. Won by that 1 point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Bobcats, man, kudos to them winning the FCS title and truly FCS. Dramatic crashing. FCS. Okay, but now. What you was talking about. Okay, so now, as we talk about the college football playoff semifinals. Now this is the one where a lot of people are talking about. You know, there's a lot of notoriety around this. So Thursday, January 8th.
Is this the one where Indiana beat Michigan? Is this that one?
Well, hold on. I'm about to let people know when the games are coming up. Yeah. Since those other games happened already, we want to keep people. You know, I have a producer that likes to say you want to keep people ahead. You don't want to give people outdated information. Yeah. Trying to give you your credit, but fine. Don't take no credit then. Okay. So look. So we got number 6 Ole Miss versus number 10 Miami. All right, that's happening on January 8th. That's going down in Arizona. Okay, this is the semifinal. And then Friday on January 9th for the college football playoff semifinal, we're going to have number 1 Indiana versus number 5 Oregon. Okay. Mm. So things are heating up. Things are heating up. So looking forward to seeing those games. But last night there was some college basketball action. You catch any of the college basketball highlights that was going on, men and women?
I was at work.
You too? That's crazy. I was at work too. That's wild. But so last night, men's college basketball, Nebraska 72, Ohio State 69. Okay. So, you know, Big Ten action, which we like to see. And then there was also Michigan State, who put up 80 on USC to their 51. So the Spartans roll. So shout out to Coach Tom Izzo. You know, we've been seeing him in the headlines lately. And of course, he's been talking a lot about what you're going to let G League players come back. I'm not happy. My man has clearly stated, I am not happy about this. And I want to speak to your manager.
You should have never left. So
he's been letting him know. I want to speak to your manager. I am the manager. I don't care. Give me somebody above you. Okay. So that's what happened in men's basketball last night. But women's basketball, Iowa 67 to Northwestern's 58. Okay. Cool. Big Ten action once again. And sister Ava Hayden had 23 points last night. Okay. So really letting Iowa roll. And then Michigan, they're 70 to Minnesota's 60. Okay. So hey, you know, we getting back in that swing. Got the college basketball.
Hey, you know, I'm
talk to me.
Go for the girls. You know, Unrivaled started. It started at 1 p.m. yesterday. Now the time is ridiculous, but 1 o'clock, Unrivaled.
Okay,
Unrivaled. Well, you know, you like that.
And I mean, we talked about it last time. We did a good job covering it last time, because last time they were doing Unrivaled. They had the 3-on-3 going, they had the 1-on-1 going, and I think they had the 3-point shootout. Mm-hmm. I believe that Unrivaled had all that, and creating a lot of buzz, creating a lot of traction on that side.
Really was.
I really want to know, is there going to be a point to where Unrivaled just supersedes the WNBA? I'm curious.
No,
I want to see.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Think so?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm not in it like that. So I don't
Okay.
You know, would be cool, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
you gonna catch some games?
Unrivaled, I would tap in. I actually would tap in. Yeah, okay. I'd definitely tap in with Unrivaled. So, you know.
So, piggybacking off you, so ranking the top 20 Unrivaled players, okay? So, here we go. Number 16, if you know how to say these names, please.
Arike. Okay. I don't want to play.
We got Kelsey. Mm-hmm. We got Jackie.
Yeah.
We got Aaliyah, Brianna, and then the full list. It said that the game started. Yeah, so this was 22 hours ago. So yeah, tap in 1 p.m. On True TV.
True TV.
Do you have True TV or?
I do not have True TV, but I can catch the highlights, I'm sure. Somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Definitely can catch the highlights.
Okay, just because we're already talking about sports. So, you know, the Notre Dame head coach, Marcus Freeman, he's getting blamed again on X. Do you know about his hairline saga? Did you know about
this? Talk about it. Oh, God. Talk about it.
So it's just the enhancements, the little stuff y'all be putting on your head. He put too much.
Y'all is crazy.
Look at the comment the girl said. She said, our founding fathers use ink. Use less ink writing the Constitution.
Oh,
man. It's really on there, too. It really is.
Oh, come on.
So is this like to stay fresh? Or why y'all do this?
I mean, okay. Well, first of all, the man's probably in front of cameras all day, right? So he has to do something. I mean, and he might be insecure about the natural hairline, which I wouldn't blame him if he is, because that's a real thing. Like, brothers be out here losing confidence. So I mean, he gotta stay, you know, he gotta stay fresh. If the line is painted on, if it's sprayed on, if it's bought on, if it's stitched on, hey.
So does it matter about the in-person? It matters about the camera angle.
I think it's a both and on this one. It's a both, but you want it to look natural enough in person, right? You want it to look subtle. But I mean, but if you got a lot of ground to cover, then you got to put some grass on that thing. You got to put some grass on it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I just thought that was funny. Okay, So, what do I really want to get into? God. So, I told you this yesterday that AT&T, the headquarters of AT&T, I reported this a while ago that they wanted to move out of Dallas. And now it's happening, Jonathan. They want to rebuild. AT&T wants to build their global headquarters in Plano, leaving downtown campus in limbo. I'm very disappointed, okay? Because I was here from the start with the AT&T thing. And so that's when I was living downtown. I got to walk over there. They had the experience store. They had the little movie theater over there. They had the secret store and the experience store. And they just let it all go. The theater, you can't go to the theater no more. The experience store, they closed that down. And it's just like, what are y'all doing over there? So now it's just a big, giant, open food court. And then they change the restaurants every 5 seconds. So it's like, I get the restaurant situation because you're not paying you can't pay your rent, you can't stay. But I hate to see restaurants just like close, come back. You know, they just cycle through because it's like, well, y'all not doing y'all job by bringing traction over here, AT&T or whoever, City of Dallas.
Come on, Brit.
Yeah, I'm hard on them. Y'all should have did better. Y'all could have did more events, that big old LED screen right there.
That LED screen is big as Texas. But here's my thing, though. But are they moving? I guess they're moving because they want to grow, or are they moving because they want to branch out? Because, you know, when you put something in the middle of downtown Dallas, you can't really expand that thing like that. So maybe it's just time to move up and move out. Like, what's wrong with that?
Because they spent $100 million doing this. That's wasting.
People spend $100 million every day, B.
No, they don't. Not in the world I live in. That's for sure. But yeah, it just sucks. Whatever.
Yeah, that's sad. That's a sad day. That's a sad day for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And then I know you're not into Stranger Things, but I am. So the Stranger Things season finale, season 5. You know, everything just happened. So these are the projects of where you can find the cast for Stranger Things. So Sadie Sink, she's going to be in Spider-Man. That's in July. Got Millie Bobby Brown. So Millie Bobby Brown, do you know who Bon Jovi is? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So everybody, she is married to his son. So she's like married into this, you know, lovely rich family. And so Millie Bobby Brown, she's doing just Picture It, that's releasing on Netflix. And then we got Finn Wolfhard here with Wolfhard. He's gonna be on Saturday Night Live. That's gonna be cool.
Saturday Night Live, nice.
So Caleb McLaughlin here, he's gonna be in The Go. It seems like it's an animated movie. Comes out on February 13th, day before Valentine's Day. But the cool thing is that he wants to play the live action version of Spider-Man. You know, the animated version, the Black Spider-Man.
What's his name? Miles Morales.
Miles Morales. And then you got Joe Keery here. He's going to be on Cold Storage. It's going to be in theaters. Okay, he's going to be competing right here with his co-star. Got a few more here. Of course. He's pretty much a big actor these days. So David Harbour. Yeah,
definitely been around.
Yeah. Avengers Doomsday. I'm kind of excited for this one. I don't really get into the Marvel universe, but I haven't seen a Marvel movie in a while, so this would be nice. I wouldn't mind watching Doomsday. I wouldn't mind it.
Man, I'm looking forward to that.
Maya Hawke here. So, do you know whose daughter this is? I'm sure you don't. This is Uma Thurman's daughter and Ethan Hawke's daughter. Ethan Hawke.
You can see it in the face. It is Uma Thurman. Yeah, you can see it in the face.
Right? And, I was like, of course she's going to be in the Hunger Games, because that's some serious acting right there. So kudos to her. And that'll be in theaters November 20th. And then we got Charlie Heaton here. This actually just came out. Well, it's coming out. Industry season 4 releasing January 11th. I started the show, didn't finish the show. It is interesting. But you really got to stick through it. And then this wonderful actor here, I really like him. He plays a really good villain. But Jamie Campbell Bowers, he's going to be in The Rings of Power season 3, and that is on Prime. I did watch the first season of this show. It is very intense. My sister and I grew up watching The Lord of the Rings, so when we found out that they had a show, I know that she is still watching it faithfully, but that's a tough one to get through because those are long episodes. I'm used to long episodes. It's just the details. You have to pay attention because it's so slow. Oh, build up. No. You have to pay attention to the words and la, 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 la. But yeah, so that's where you can find the cast of Stranger Things after they have done Stranger Things already. Okay. While we're speaking on footage here, James Cameron is now the first director to make 4 $1 billion films in a row. Okay, first of all, in a row. So Titanic, and then you got Avatar, and then you got Avatar The Way of Water, and then you got Avatar Fire and Ash. Okay. Have you seen any of these movies, Jonathan?
Yes, I have. I've seen the first three. I haven't seen Fire and Ash yet on the Avatar. But
oh, you're an Avatar person? I didn't know that.
I've tapped in. Yeah, okay.
I have to see the second and the third one.
Yeah, I mean they're all. It's all there. Of course, you know with the graphics and the animation and all that CGI. Next level. As we all know, yeah, CGI at its finest. But yeah. I mean the storyline is there. Keeps you engaged for 2 hours and 42 minutes.
More like four days. But yeah, those movies are long.
Four days. I mean, I always have my laptop when I'm watching. Don't get it twisted.
That's okay. Horrible.
Always got the laptop. Yeah.
That is horrible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is horrible.
I mean, hey, if you got a whole weekend, ball out. Okay. Ball out.
Okay. Yeah. So I just want to show how repurposing old content can still be beneficial really quick before we go on break. So this clip right here, I'll let you hear it.
His career at Michigan. If the rules were the same then as they are now.
It's such a hypothetical situation. The only thing I can answer is to say that based on what my experience was, I wouldn't want it any other way. Okay. Challenge all the coaches and all the parents. They're the ones that have to guide these kids. You can't expect a 17 or 18 year old to make these great decisions. They're young, they don't have life experience. It should be the parents. Be a good parent.
Okay, so all that's great, right? So I looked at this, and then I looked at the comments, Jonathan, and they were like, man, he looks young. And so I was like, does he look young? He looks like Tom Brady to me. So I looked up Tom Brady, NIL, you know, being critical of, you know, NIL students leaving, da 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 da. And this video is actually from August 2025. So these people, Ball 44 TV, you know, they just downloaded the interview and they downloaded the interview and they just repurposed the clip, which is beneficial in my opinion, because now we are in the season where kids are in the transfer portal, out of the transfer portal, and just seeing a clip like this, it may make them you know, it may make them want to stay. Jonathan, before you logged off, I was saying that now we're in the season where students are entering the transfer portal, deciding if they want to leave, going around, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying repurposing this old interview, putting it on your platform, letting people see that Tom Brady is saying this because he is obviously the GOAT. I think that's pretty cool. Why? Because they could be like, oh, I might just want to stay all 4 years, or I might just want to stay however many years. Did he stay all 4 years?
I don't know if he stayed off for years, but Tom Brady is definitely a testament to hard work. Tom Brady went in the last round of the draft, and he let the Patriots know that, you know, this is going to be the best decision that you ever made. And then he reigned true, because when Drew Bledsoe went down, mm-hmm. then Tom Brady stepped up. Then the Patriots started getting them chips, and then we forgot about Drew Bledsoe, even though Drew Bledsoe was dominant. But Tom Brady has shown us over time that if you really work for what you want, then you will be able to be successful. But of course, if you leave, you're starting over every time you leave. I don't care what people say, and people got to get a feel for you, different things like that. So yeah, to your point, I mean, it's a great clip. And, you know, to hear from the best quarterback who ever played say this, I think there's some relevance here. I think there's some, just maybe a little bit of relevance here.
Yeah, so the point is just to say that old content can be repurposed into new content. And you can use it seasonal, because right now we're in a season of college players transitioning or doing whatever they will. So I was just showing that example. As far as the conversation around it, that's great. Tom Brady is the best. So moving right along. So we're going to take a quick break, and then Jonathan, we're playing a game when we come back, right?
Yeah. I got a game for us.
Okay. I'm excited. Okay. We'll be right back, guys.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started. Oh, producer Britt, bow. Bow, bow, bow. All right. 37 minutes after the hour, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. If you have not subscribed to our channel on YouTube, make sure to go to YouTube, hit that search bar, and type in Speak Your Success.
And give us a thumbs up, too, guys, while you're there. Thumbs up.
Give us a thumbs up. Drop us a comment so we can shout you out. Show some love.
All right, man, what you got? Okay.
All right, man. So you want to play a game, man. So let's go ahead and get into it. So this game is called One's Gotta Go. Okay. And the way that it goes is I list out some options and you just let us know which one has to go. I don't care if they're tough. I don't care if they're easy. All right. But you just have to make a decision and you just got to let us know which one has to go. Producer Britt, are you ready? Okay. And this is going to be from a range of things in culture. Okay.
Oh,
a couple,
wow.
A couple of options.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to be something light. All right. Here we go. So in the family TV, One's Gotta Go. All right. I'm going to give you four options and you just let us know which one got to go.
Okay. I'm ready.
Family Matters, Full House, The Cosby Show, or Boy Meets World? One's got to go.
Boy Meets World.
Oh, Corey and Topanga. That's crazy. All right. So now we're talking. Now let's talk a little bit about
culture. Let's go to the next one.
You listed this off earlier. Okay. Stranger Things, Abbott Elementary, The Bear, or Euphoria? Which one's got to go?
Stranger Things, Abbott Elementary, Euphoria, or what?
The Bear.
The Bear? The Bear can go, because I ain't finished.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chef Carmi.
They just in there throwing pots. Come on.
And cussing. All right, next, you got to choose between Power, Snowfall, Bel-Air, or Ozark.
Power, Snowfall, Bel-Air, Ozark. Mm-hmm. So it's really between Power, Snowfall. It's really between Snowfall and Snowfall or Power. Ozark's so good. Mm-hmm. Power. I'ma give it to oh my gosh, that's hard. I just finished Snowfall. Pass.
No, no pass.
Oh my
no
gosh, pass. I don't know, Jonathan. This
power,
is so...
Snowfall, Bel Air, Ozark. One's got to go.
It's
I don't
really
care
Power, Snowfall, or Ozark. Bel Air, I don't even know how that got in there. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Come back. Just come back to it. That's crazy. A hard question.
Okay. So one's got to go. Leggings, joggers, shorts, or sweatpants?
Leggings.
Yeah, right. I don't believe that. But okay.
Like
okay.
Regular, not like athletic leggings, but just like leggings. I don't see leggings. A lot of people wear leggings anymore.
Jegging. It's not about a lot of people. It's what you want.
Jeggings are a no-no. I've never worn jeggings.
Oh, man. But they look like jeans. No, they don't.
No, they actually don't.
Not at all.
They look
not
like leggings. Good.
That's hilarious. Okay, and this is the last one. Okay, so wearing gym clothes to work, wearing them to brunch, wearing them to the airport, or wearing them and not working out? Which one's got to go?
Wearing them and not working out. That's so whack. Because this whole epidemic of athleisure, like, athleisure. Yeah, so nobody puts on regular clothes anymore. Everybody just athleisure, loungewear, not on vacation. Crazy. So,
Sounds like North Park, okay? Sounds like North Park in the morning. I used to work in North Park, and in the morning, man, hey, everybody is athleisured up, period.
Yeah,
okay, period.
That's a
full-fledged sweat, walking the sprint in the mall is crazy. But yeah, man, one's got to go. So that wraps up our game right there. One's got to go.
Okay, well, I didn't answer the last question because you never went back. So I'm going to go with, oh my gosh. I don't want to answer it. All three.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. All three got to go? That's crazy.
Yeah, if I can't have them all.
That's
crazy.
Well, no,
oh, you said what has to go?
The one would have been Bel Air.
I thought you said that's which one am I picking? Oh, yeah, Bel Air, get that out of here. That ain't got nothing. They had no business in that category.
They're all in the streaming era. The category was streaming era. So they all are.
Oh, because those are also all crime movies. I mean, crime ones shows.
So you're saying you like the life of crime is what you're telling us. That's what you're trying to say.
I love a good crime show. Right now I'm watching The Night Manager on Amazon. And it's really good. It's really good. It's about this night manager. he's overseas. No, he's British. He's British, but he's working in the Middle East and he's working undercover trying to stop some bad guys from getting weapons to start their own war. It caught my attention because it said that it was a 2-time primetime Emmy award winning show and that it's coming back in January. It's coming back this month, like later this month.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh wow, I would love to watch that. So yeah, I started. Now I'm hooked. Okay. And when I get hooked, I'm sure I get hooked. So.
I'm still waiting on Paradise to come back, still waiting on Shrinking to come back, and there's like three other shows. I can't remember them off top. But yeah, Paradise with Sterling K. Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was just nominated at the Critics Award.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on. So yeah, but you know that wraps up our game. And there was like two other things I wanted to share on sports, but I know you said you had something you want to get to, so we can get to that.
No,
I can circle back.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Did you hear Snoop Dogg's commentary last night on the game?
No, Jonathan, I was at work.
I don't care. You could have caught the highlights in the car.
No, I did not.
You text and drive, I'm sure, like everybody else in the world. But no, Snoop Dogg commentating pure comedy.
Why would I watch TV and drive? That's crazy.
I've seen people eat cereal and drive.
Come on.
But last night with the Warriors and Clippers, Steve Kerr got ejected last night. From a couple of questionable calls from the ref. Steph throwing up a floater, they calling it back, and then there was a goaltending call. Steve Kerr let him have it, and Snoop Dogg with the commentary. Hilarious, okay? Hilarious. But then, also, okay, a lot in the headlines. People been talking about Coach Kevin Stefanski, and with him getting let go, and a lot of speculation. Is it because of what's happening with Shadur and all these different things? Here's the straight of it. Last 2 years, The coach's record's been 8-26, right? Mm. Boy had 13 quarterbacks in 6 years. Britt, if you got 13 Jeez. Quarterbacks in 6 years, like, is that a coach
that
issue?
Right.
Is that a player? Is that a player issue? Is that a coach? Whose fault is that? You got 13 quarterbacks, 6 years, can't figure it out. Whose fault is that?
I guess it's the coach. Hello.
Man, Britt, crazy thing though. He was two-time coach of the year. Boy was two-time coach of the year. The defense is starting to look good. You know, they got Myles Garrett, Sack King, right? But who's the problem? Okay, who's the problem? So, you know, needless to say, the boy got his pink slip and he out of there now. So, Coach Stefanski, hey, man, hope you figure something out. But,
sorry,
you know,
to that man.
Hey, I mean, he gonna get another job. He's gonna get another head coaching job. I mean, we'll see. But the boy had Deshaun Watson, and you know, he picked Deshaun Watson up during a good time when he was hot, and his off the field antics, you know, got him caught up. But then he wasn't performing on the field. But then running through these quarterbacks this year, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, and all these other guys, Joe Flacco, just still can't figure it out. So, Jeez. Hey, man, hope the Browns figure it out sometime soon. But I just want to hit on that. Okay. Speak of successful. Yeah.
Okay. So what's funny is I just saw this come across the news right here. It's National Divorce Day.
No way. Oh my God.
That is funny. So National Divorce Day is an informal term for the first working day. The first working Monday in January, often January 6th. So it's normally on January 6th. Today is January 6th. So it's not actual divorce day. That
wouldn't get no rise out of me.
Funny.
National Divorce Day.
When family lawyers. Oh, no, that is right. When family lawyers see a spike in divorce as couples reflect on the strain from the holidays. So they. Oh, man. So all the holiday stuff has gone by. And now people are realizing, I don't want to be with you no more. That's crazy.
That's extremely crazy. I mean, but, you know, when you be around family and you be around other people's family and you're not around them often, then, I mean, it can, you know, start to itch at you a little bit. You're like, I don't like you. I don't like your mama. I don't like your dad. I don't like the situation, right?
Oh, so I that's
some people that's the case. My in-laws, I rock at my in-laws. They funny and we have a solid relationship. So that's clear. But yeah, you know, I can see that being a thing for people. But hey, it's just the times that we're in right now, Britt. It's the times that we're in. People not liking people, man. People not liking people as a whole.
Yeah. So, yeah, people don't want to hang out with people anymore. It's kind of weird. You know,
is it because social? Is it social media? Like, we're super social on social media, but we're not social in person. Who's the blame?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what it is. Okay. I mean, I like having fun, going out with friends, doing stuff with friends, you know, finding a hobby. I love hanging out with my friends. I love talking to them. Like, I never, you know, I guess, like, when it comes to new people, it can be different because I haven't really opened myself up to, like, have new friends to, like, hang out with. And honestly, like, when you are talking to people, it's not necessarily, I mean, in my opinion, it's not necessarily reciprocated that, you know, people want new friends anyway. And
not always.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, like, all right, well, nice talking to you, and just keep walking.
See you later.
Yeah, just see you around. And
maybe.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's part of it is just like the work that's required for friendships, because it like it's one thing, you know, when you're in college or right after you're out of college, and then, you know, y'all typically like meet up at the bar, or the club, or whatever. Like, it's a mutual meeting place. Hey, that's where we're meeting here, meeting there. But from that point, then as people start to grow up and people start to move different places, then to go see your friend, 45-minute drive, hour drive. And it's like, as I'm meeting new people and like, is it worth me driving X amount of minutes to go meet up with somebody and I don't 100% want to be there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you worth my effort? Are you worth my time? Or should I just be working on my business? Or should I just be working on my career and trying to get to where I'm trying to get to?
You need a social life? Like,
I mean, yeah, you do need a social life. And you know, me just like you, like I also am not the one to like try to figure out, is this friendship gonna work? If mm-hmm. we're in the same place multiple times, we can have a conversation, we can pick up the conversation. But a lot of times I get people's numbers, they don't hit me up, I don't hit them up, so it's just taking up space in the phone. Mm. Hey,
taking up space,
just unfortunate.
Crazy.
Taking up my phone storage. Let me get you out of there. Yeah, you blocked my blessing. Yeah.
So I know that yesterday at the end of the show, we talked about goal setting and, you know, my process of goal setting or just refreshing myself at the top of the year. You know, I like to meditate. My year doesn't really start till April 18th, my birthday. So, yeah, I do all of that. And, you know, you shared yours as well. But we got some comments online yesterday, and they were saying, you know, some people were saying that, you know, they're kind of out of the whole goal setting situation. They normally just do like a word for the year. So, Jonathan, have you thought, do you have a word for the year? Or is this something that you're still processing? Because like I said, you know, everyone tries to like rush it. Like, I got to get it done at the top of the year, the first week of January, you know. Take your time. Because like I said, depending on when your birthday is, you know, that could be your new year. You know, if your birthday is 1-1, then, you know, get it going. Okay. But yeah, you know, just I would say just take your time with just refreshing and getting yourself together. Because like I said, the real world, we work in quarters. So, you know, if you don't make it the first quarter, you can make it the second. Okay, baby. So, word of the year, what you got?
Man, word of the year for me, I'm going to say, it popped in my head as you were saying this, but I'm going to say director. Like, yeah, that's really the word. Yeah, that's really a word for me, because looking at that word, it requires me learning so many other things, because I understand mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't necessarily have a technical media background and different things like that. But like, for one, around cameras and videography, so it's going to require me to learn things in this arena, in this space. Mm-hmm. But then even beyond that, like if I take this word and I also apply it to, you know, to my house and to my life, it's just going to require another level of elevation for me to just step it up. So my word is going to be director for the year.
Okay, yeah, that's my word. Nice.
Yeah. What about you? Are you going to give us your word in April?
You're funny. No, I could give you the word now. I honestly, I'm thinking while I'm, you know, okay, if I had to do something, just think of a word right now, I would say, think of a word right now for the year, I would say, be seen. Like my whole theme this year would probably be seen.
Be seen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Platform. Okay. Yeah,
I think it's important right now in this little like gap that I have to go mm-hmm. ahead and like use as much as I can so I can be seen. So if y'all see me out wow. everywhere, you know, it's for a reason.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Be seen. It's funny to hear you say it, because how long have you been in, like, how long have you been in media, but more so behind the scenes in media? How long has it been for you? If you're like, put a year on it.
All of them. So what? 11 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, 11 years. 11 years. Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I asked that, because I was talking with Reginald Titus the other day, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that usually around 10 years, like people kind of pivot. Mm-hmm. And for you, it's, you're pivoting more so from behind the scenes to more so in front of the scenes. Yeah. And for me, it's kind of, it's almost been like 10 years, but I feel like being in front, I feel like I'm learning the backside.
The back, yeah.
So yeah, this is interesting to see, you know, it's yeah. interesting to see.
And yeah, I think like just like my goal setting and how I, you know, think about my life, and it's like, okay, learn. Like I always say, you always ask me about, you know, media and where I started. It's just learning mm-hmm. everything from the ground up. And I believe now that, you know, I've learned so much that it benefits me to the point where it's like, okay, I can be comfortable in front of the camera and, you know, say this, that, and a third, and, you know, just know how to express yourself. And it's easier instead of not knowing what's going on with all this gadgets and gadgets, and you just put the headphones on and you just speak into the microphone, but you don't know how to do any of this stuff. So, I'm glad that I did the opposite way. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's really big, right? For any area, any arena, because, you know, if you don't know, like if you don't know what's required on the front side based on what you've learned from the back, then it's really difficult for you to coach people and tell people what they should be doing, how they should be doing
right.
it, and the why. So, mm-hmm. and you know, people can't trust you if you're somebody in the back and you're just telling people, hey, you know, do this or do that. And it's like, well, can you show me how to do it? They're like, no. You just do it, but just listen to what I'm saying. So that's one of those things where you just got to be real careful, man. You got to be real careful out there, Britt.
That's funny. You know,
because what's the phrase they say? Those who can't teach, crazy. That's a crazy quote. But hey, now's the season. If you can, then teach somebody. If you can't, then learn and then teach somebody. But if you can't do either, then just sit in the corner. Okay, and do like we talked about, and straight from the source, and just pray and ask God for wisdom.
That's true.
So that we all can be better together. You understand me? 2026, man, be seen. 2026, direct and be seen. All 2026.
Okay. That's it. Okay, we got 4 minutes left. So I don't have a picture of it, but we talked about it offline. The Jamal Bryant, his wife in that dress.
My. Jamal Bryant and Dr. Carrie Bryant.
Okay. Yeah, I thought the dress was a little much, okay? Because, yes, the dress is supposed to represent nudity, and she's also the first lady of a church, and it also just looks weird that she's wearing that. So, but you said that he preached about it. What speak on that?
Well, no. I don't want to go there yet. He brought up the fact that, you know, like people are worrying about his wife's dress. Like, he's like, don't worry about that. But I want to get to my thought. You didn't even ask me what my thought was.
Oh, go ahead. What's your thought?
Yeah, that's what my thought. I think we're in a time in 2026, and the Bible talks about this to
it
where
started
like
started 2026, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But this happened last year.
Okay,
well, it's either way, it's surfacing in 2026 in a major way, because we talking about it on Speaking Success. Y'all didn't see it nowhere else. Y'all saw
it. Okay, come on.
But we're at a time now to where I think lines are really getting blurred, because traditionally, yeah, first lady completely buttoned up. You're not seeing nothing. Like, stuff ain't even really form fitting. Everything is oversized. Like, you know, they wear that big hat and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But
are you saying the fashion lines for first lady are getting blurred, or the fashion for?
I'm just saying the goalpost is being moved. I just think we need to know and understand that it like it's an unspoken rule of how first lady should dress. But at the same time, like, who made the rule, right? So hey, if they're wearing what she's wearing at an event outside the church, that's a married woman. She wearing what she's wearing outside the event at the church. Is that going to influence other people? Yes. Are people going to have a lot of stuff to say because she's in the public eye? Yes. So I will advocate for her wearing what she wants to wear outside of the church. But at the same time, I'm going to say, you got to be careful.
But she's the first lady all the time, not just when she's at church.
True. So she can't be sexy for her husband. She can't dress up and be sexy for What if, hold on, Britt, what if he said, I like my wife in that dress? I told my wife.
That's their business. I'm just saying the dress just represents the nudity part, because that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And like you said, the whole influence thing around it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those gray areas to where some people going to pick, they're going to rock with her. Some people going to rock on the opposite. But it's not like she actually was nude, though. I get the idea of the lace and, you know, with the nude lining behind it or whatever, but I don't know, Britt, that's tough, because he might have said, hey, wear this tonight. It's my favorite dress of yours. Wear this tonight. That's the part.
Sure, go her. More dresses, beautiful gowns. All right. Okay, guys, have a great Tuesday. Do something good for yourself. It's still the first week of the new year. So, you know, if you're fasting, if you, you know, still have time to, well, you always have time. But do your goal setting. If you just want to refresh, wait to get that gym membership because everything's expensive right now. Yeah. So do something good for yourself and have a great day.
Have a great day. Drink your water. Run in place and do some jumping jacks at the house, okay? First. And then as you build up that motivation and momentum, then go to the gym like in February or something. But family, if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe on YouTube at Speak Your Success Media. That's our channel. And if you would like to catch the audio experience of the podcast, of course, you can search Speak Your Success in the Morning wherever you get your podcast. All right, family, we enjoy doing this. And, you know, we're here with you every single morning from 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. So stay tapped in. Follow us. If you're not following Producer Britt, at Producer Britt, you can definitely connect with her there. And if there's something that you saw scrolling that you want her to talk about and share on the show, well, be sure to DM it to her at Producer Britt. Make sure you add two T's. And of course, you can follow us on at Speak Your Success in the Morning on Instagram. But of course, TikTok, Speak Your Success Media. But family, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Remember, 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 all right? Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?